So we have talked about expanding family and then the logistics of what that looks like. Like, you know, egg harvest and then post surrogate and, you know, just that pathway of what that looks like. And then, you know, setting aside time, money. I'm so grateful how we met and we were talking about that and finding a doctor who is of community. I'm like, I feel 10,000 times better because I'll be seeing all these other doctors. And I'm like, no, not in a million years. Don't touch me. And it's kind of nice because, you know, you start to see more of that kind of systems of support laid out for even looking at, like, I hate to think this way, but having a Kanaka donor. It's sad to think that way about that. But when, you know, blood quantum is still a thing and we're thinking about the donor, it's like, I mean, is that important for us that our child donor is Kanaka?
For me, it's important. It's not priority number one.
My favorite memory with Kalae would be her very first movie she ever saw was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. And so I took her to go see it, and there were these banana stretches. They sounded like dolphins. So I was like, banana dolphin. That was the thing. I was like, oh, look, the banana dolphins are cute. And we used to do, so when I was working a long time and my aunt was helping me watch, we'd do these phone calls at night. I was like, hi, baby, how are you doing? You going to go to bed? So we talk, and I'm like, mommy, wait, wait, wait. I was like, okay, yeah. And that was the routine, right? Mommy, wait, wait, wait. And then one day she goes, mommy, wait, wait, wait. And I was like, yes. And it was quiet for a long time, and finally here, banana dolphin. With that weird voice, and I was like, what? And I laughed so hard. It was her first joke, or her first, you know, that mom's gonna get what I say, like that's the inside thing. So the banana dolphin joke lasted a while. I called her banana dolphin for the longest. Even some people in my college classes were like, banana dolphin, like they know who she is. Our family time consists of, like, it's not so super structured. It's when we can. Sometimes our family time looks like us picking up dinner and taking it to her at work. And then we're, like, literally separated by a fence. And we're like, I mean, we could probably make jail. Like, this is like jail. It's just plexiglass, right? That's the joke. But we'll do that. Or sometimes family night could be, like, a movie, watching it on this TV screen.
Harry Potter.
Yep. Like Harry Potter. Family night, going to Auntie Cheryl's, which is where we're on our way to tonight. That's a weekly thing. That's probably pretty recent within the past, year?
Yep.
Since January, we started this, I guess, family tradition to go out to all the way to Sunset and have dinner together. And they, like I said, they hanaed us, so it was something really sweet. They worked with, our auntie for like 30 plus years.
Oh.